Grace and peace in the name of Jesus Christ, the coming King, the one we worship and pray to and praise this holy day that's throughout this church here. Amen. Our text is the Old Testament reading from the prophet Jeremiah. Let us pray. Come, Lord Jesus, come. Come and open our ears. Come and open our hearts and our minds to receive your word. Indeed, come, Lord Jesus, come. Amen. You may be seated. The days are coming, says the prophet Jeremiah. Those are the first words that we hear from the Bible this first Sunday in Advent. And as we begin a new church here, we hear the words, the days are coming. And what days are coming that Jeremiah is talking about? What days are we looking forward to in Advent and throughout the church here? The days are coming. Yes, we think of Christmas Day. Can't wait to get to that. We think of Epiphany, the coming of the wise men. We think of Jesus' baptism later on in January. We think of Jesus' transfiguration on the mountain at the end of Epiphany. We think of the days of Holy Week in the spring. Palm Sunday, when he rides in the donkey. We'll read that again on Palm Sunday, the gospel for today. We think of Maundy Thursday. There's a day Jeremiah thinks of when he gives the Lord's Supper. He thinks of Good Friday that stands out when he hangs on the cross 6 hours to save us. Certainly Jeremiah is thinking the day of Easter. Oh, the glorious day of victory over sin, death, and hell. He is thinking of Ascension Day, Pentecost Day, the last day, all the days that God works to save us and deliver us from all hell. But we'll get to those days later in the church here. We got a whole church here to get to a lot of those days. Today, I want to talk a little bit about the days of Advent. I know we want to get to Christmas, and sometimes we hardly even celebrate Advent because we're already at Christmas. That's the world, but in the church we have Advent. And what are the days of Advent that Jeremiah is talking about? I suggest there are 6 days of Advent. 6 great stories, 6 great happenings of Advent that we should put our attention to in this season before we get to the birth of Jesus, because there's much to learn in these 6 days of Advent. We have the little song, the little rhyme, the 12 days of Christmas. On the first day of Christmas, my true love gave to me what? A partridge in a pear tree, and then was it 2 turtle doves and 3 French hens and something like that, 4 calling birds. Well, I have a little rhyme for you today, or a little song, the 6 days of Advent, a little preview of what happens in Advent and lessons to be learned from these happenings, these stories, these days, if you will. On the first day of Advent, my true love is God. This is a gift of God now. He's my true love. On the first day of Advent, my true love gave to me a priest in the temple praying. What priest in the temple do we think of in Advent who is praying? Anybody know? Zechariah. This is a great Advent story that we often don't hear about and don't think about because we're already at Christmas. But oh, the story from Luke 1, Luke gives us much of Advent. And Zechariah, the priest, is in the temple praying. That's how the gospel begins in Luke. What's he praying for? Well, no doubt he's praying for the Messiah. He's praying for the Savior to come, the King to come. And God comes to Zechariah there in the temple, and God tells him that his wife, Elizabeth, will have a child, but it won't be the Messiah. It'll be the one who prepares the way for the Messiah, John the Baptist. A priest in the temple praying, and God answers prayer. And so in Advent and throughout the whole church here, what do we do? Maybe be like Zechariah. He's a good example. He's in the temple. May we be in the church. This is where we are to be in Advent and throughout the church here, and may we be people of prayer. And oh, we pray, come, Lord Jesus, come. Say it again. Come, Lord Jesus, come. You know, during this time of the year, people will ask you, what do you want for Christmas? And kids will usually always tell you exactly what they want or a good idea of what they want. But we adults are quite humble, and we say, oh, I don't need anything for Christmas. I'm fine. I have everything I want. I don't need anything. Just whatever, maybe a little cash. Maybe a gift card to a restaurant, but I really don't need anything. And that's okay to answer that way with temporal things. But when someone asked you this year, what do you want for Christmas? Say, I want Jesus. What do I want? I want Jesus. I want my Jesus to come again and take me to heaven. I want him to come and reign in my heart as king, that he would give me forgiveness of my sins. He would bestow the Holy Spirit in fullness upon me, give me wisdom and give me strength to fight temptation and help me in my weaknesses and my sicknesses and my diseases. Help me with my griefs and my sorrows. Come, Lord Jesus, come. That's what I want. He asks a good little story. A priest in the temple praying. May we be in the temple praying. On the second day of Advent, my true love gave to me an old woman in sadness, waiting. And who is the old woman who's very sad, waiting? Another Advent story or day of Advent. It's Zechariah's wife. Who's Zechariah's wife? A little review with you. What's her name? Is Elizabeth here? Are you up there, Elizabeth? What's her name? Elizabeth. All right. And she's an older woman, Zechariah's wife, and she is barren. She has no children. And no doubt she is very, very sad because she hasn't had a child and she's of older age. She probably thinks, God's against me. God doesn't care. What did I do, God? Did I sin? Are you against me, God? Where are you, God? Waiting in sadness. And Elizabeth reminds us that the Christian life is often waiting. We are called to be patient people. We're not in glory yet. We're not in heaven yet. We don't walk the gold streets yet. We're not through the pearly gates just yet. We are people who are waiting for Jesus to come again. And now we're often sad. Because there's sickness, and there's trouble, and there's death, and there's disease, and all that lies ahead. And we're sad, and we feel like we're empty. And sometimes we wonder, God, do you care? That's part of Christianity. Because we realize, like Elizabeth, that we are aliens here, strangers here. It's in our true home. We're waiting for heaven, waiting for him to come back again. You know, the comic strip Dilbert was pretty good the other day. Dilbert is talking to a robot. And Dilbert says to the robot, correct me if I'm wrong, but because you have no soul, you're basically a box of nothing. And the robot responds to Dilbert, correct me if I'm wrong, but in 100 years, you'll be rotting underground in a box. And the robot continues, whereas I will have evolved via upgrades until I have godlike powers. And Dilbert says, shut up. Is that what it's all about? We're all going to go in a box soon, and that'll be it. And the robots have it better. They're having upgrades, and they'll be here forever. Robots have a better existence. No, we recognize, like Elizabeth, something better is coming. The glory of God, the resurrection of the body. Talk about an upgrade. The resurrection of our body and the gold streets and the pearly gates. But we wait. We're in the temple praying. Often we're in sadness waiting for God to fulfill his promises to us. On the third day of Advent, my true love gave to me a virgin in a town, willing. And this is one of the most famous stories of Advent. We'll get to this at the end of Advent, right before Christmas. Who is the virgin? Her name is Mary. And the great story of how Gabriel comes to Mary. And Gabriel tells Mary that she is favored and she's going to give birth to the Christ child. And Mary says, how can this be? I'm a virgin. And the angel tells her, the Holy Spirit will come upon you and overshadow you. You'll conceive by the power of the Holy Spirit. And the one born to you will be called the Son of the Most High. And what is Mary's response? The response of faith and servanthood and submission at the end of that. Mary, as led by the Holy Spirit, says, I am the Lord's handmaiden. May it be unto me as you have said. Oh, the example of Mary, a willing servant. Even though it would bring persecution and trial and trouble. We'll talk about more of that later on in Advent. But oh, how the Spirit gives her a willing heart. The day after Thanksgiving, you know, it's been pretty nice out. And on Friday, I cleaned up some weeds in a sidewalk of ours. I did a little painting. And I don't like to paint a whole lot, and I'm not very good at it. I'm impatient. And I cleaned up the garage, and I actually cleaned out the cat litter box. Talk about a job. Now, did I do all of that with a willing heart? When my beloved wife suggested I get to work on Friday, after all, I just ate a lot on Thursday, did I say, I am your servant, Anne. May it be unto me as you have said. I don't think I said those words. I think I said something like, I'm tired. It's a day off. I don't want to serve. Let the kids do it. Even when we serve, we're often very unwilling. And we're very reluctant. Oh, Holy Spirit, come. Come, Lord Jesus, come. Come, Holy Spirit. Give me a willing heart to serve. In a world of selfishness during this season, selfish, Black Friday, Black Saturday, whatever it is, shop, 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 gimme, 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 buy, buy, buy. It's all selfishness. May we be selfless servants. On the fourth day of Advent, my true love gave to me a man in doubt, listening. Who is the man of Advent that doubts? You know his name? Joseph. I think Joseph had a lot of doubt. The Bible tells us that. We don't talk probably enough about Joseph during Advent. But we know the story again a little later in Advent. This is a preview of Joseph, who knows that Mary, his fiance, his betrothed, is pregnant. And he, of course, believes she's pregnant by another man, not him. And so he wants to put her away quietly, if you will, divorce her quietly, break up quietly. And God gives him a dream, and God's word comes to him. And God's word says what through the dream? That Mary is pregnant by the Holy Spirit, and she's going to give birth to the Christ child. So take her as your wife. And an amazing miracle of Advent. This is an amazing miracle we don't talk enough about. What does Joseph do? He wakes up and he believes the word of God. He has no evidence. People are saying to him, whispering to him, she's pregnant. Another man made her pregnant. Get rid of her, Joseph. Move on. She's a tramp. But he believes the word of God, even though it seems impossible that Mary be pregnant by the Holy Spirit. This is faith. Sometimes our circumstances tell us it's impossible. God can't forgive me. God can't love me. God doesn't care about me. All my circumstances tell me it can't be. Believe the word of God. That God became flesh, that God does love you, that God forgives you all your sins. God's total peace with you. God's on your side. God is for you. Whether you're sick or healthy, whatever's happening, God is your God. He is Emmanuel, God with us. Believe the word of God. 'Tis the season to be jolly. Fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Well, quite honestly, for many people, it's a season to be melancholy. Bah humbug, bah humbug, bah humbug. Is that you? You're depressed, you're sad, you're doubting it all. Don't go shopping, you're just going to get worse. Then you'll have heavy debt and feel guilty. And don't go crawling a hole and cry. What's that help? Hear the word of God like Joseph. Hear the word of God. Come and receive the word of God, the sacrament. God's at peace, God loves me, I can press on. On the fifth day of Advent, my true love gave to me a baby in the womb leaping. Another great happening story of Advent is when Mary, who's newly pregnant with Jesus now, after Gabriel comes to her, she goes and visits Elizabeth, who we talked about. And Elizabeth now is 6 months pregnant with John the Baptist. And when Mary comes to visit Elizabeth, what happens? John the Baptist, the baby, leaps in the womb by the power of the Holy Spirit. He leaps in the womb. A baby in the womb who leaps by the Holy Spirit. And Elizabeth cries out and prays. Mary sings a Magnificat. Wow, it's an incredible visitation of Mary to Elizabeth. And this story really illustrates for us the power of Jesus. The power of our Jesus. He's not make-believe. He is real and he's powerful. And the impact he has. He's just a newly conceived baby in the womb. A few cells in Mary's womb. And yet when he's in the presence of John the Baptist and Elizabeth and Mary, John the Baptist leaps for joy in the Holy Spirit by the power of Jesus. And Elizabeth and Mary praise. And Christ is just a little bitty baby. He hadn't done anything yet. Never doubt the power of Jesus. He's little in a little water called your baptism. A little bread and wine today. A few words from the minister. This is the power of God for salvation. The power of God that we leap. Leaping is freedom. I'm unshackled. I'm unburdened. I'm free in Christ. My sins are forgiven. God is with me and living. I can leap for joy. And just the reindeer and Rudolph that leap. May we leap for joy. Full of the Holy Spirit. All that's a preview of Easter, when Christ leaps up out of the tomb and we with him. A preview of Pentecost, the gift of the Holy Spirit. It's all right there in Advent. And finally, on the sixth day of Advent, aren't you glad I don't have 12 days of Advent? On the sixth day of Advent, my true love gave to me a prophet in the desert crying. Again, we know who that prophet is. It's the baby who leapt in the womb. His name is John the Baptist. And next Sunday, we'll hear him crying in the desert, "Repent, the kingdom is near." We will hear many, many voices over the next month. Many voices out there. Shop, shop, shop. 50% off, 75% off, 30% off. Go to this party, go to that party. Eat this, eat that. Jingle bells. Santa Claus is coming to town. Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer. Frosty the Snowman. Many, many voices and songs. Will we go out to the desert next Sunday, away from the world and the busyness, and hear the voice of the Baptist crying, "Repent. Confess your sins. One is coming who will baptize with the Holy Spirit and fire, whose sandals I'm not worthy to untie. The Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world." The days are coming, says Jeremiah. Those are some of the days, 6 days of Advent. May we enjoy them and learn from them. Amen. We rise. May the peace of God, which transcends all human understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.